This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line if you want to get involved. A couple of things I want to update real quick, and maybe this could be a bigger topic tomorrow, another day, whenever. You mentioned perhaps the Mavericks would be in the mix for Colin Sexton. The Mavericks have also been rumored to potentially be after another first-round draft pick. Now, that's a lot that you're going to have to pull off.
For this year?
Yeah, for this year. And
what do they want? They want something lower? Or?
So my guess would be, you know, we had talked before they won the lottery about Igor Demin.
Okay.
And then Walter Clayton Jr. And I know you guys are probably more familiar with Walter Clayton Jr. Obviously, he had a hellacious run in the NCAA tournament. And so the kid from Florida, I think that is one of the players that they might be interested in with Igor. You know, we had mentioned him. I think that could end up being too high for them. But with Igor, that's somebody that we had mentioned perhaps they would be interested in before they won the lottery. And Walter Clayton has been moving up the boards. And I think some people have looked at what he did in the NCAA tournament and been like, you know what? I might have more confidence in him, especially because he's a leader, than thought. So Walter Clayton would make more sense to me personally.
NBA DraftNet has Igor at 10 to Houston.
Yeah.
And then they have Walter Clayton at 25 to Orlando.
Okay.
Have I heard Orlando whispers with the Mavericks, or did I hear something else about Orlando recently? They made a trade with the Pacers, right?
Yeah, and okay, so the Pacers moved back to grab that pick in the first round. So something to just keep your eye out on. Maybe they would want to try out a young point guard, or maybe they would want to try out the young wing if they went with, although he's kind of a shooting guard, with Igor. But
doesn't it feel like it would be an old time Donnie Nelson would go get the kid from France? Is it Noah? And he would be like 6'10 point guard. Like,
oh, well, yeah.
What are you guys even thinking right now? We're going to convert him to a 6'10 point guard from France.
So, I mean, that does...
It isn't the Nico model. The Nico model is who signed with Nike.
Or Behringer, also out of France. They're like, hey, we need another big. I'll just warn you, if they were, I don't know about Sexton, but if they were to try to make a move into the first round, maybe PJ Washington or Daniel Gafford.
I mean, that makes sense.
I'm not recommending.
I don't know exactly
happens,
what the return is going to be, but I would have to see the return, what they want.
You'd have to make the money match and everything like that. That's why maybe that would make more sense, like on the Sexton route, if that's what ended
Sexton
up happening.
Sexton and a pick for something.
Ooh, let me see what his
I can make the money work, but also get the Mavericks what they want.
And
so that could probably be a thing. From the 806, Cooper Flagg and Trey Johnson to the Mavs. Dude. That's a dream of Kevin's. Like, that would be, although you've said two guard more than point guard.
Look, he reminds me, there are elements of his game that remind me of Colin Sexton in terms of, like, you could run him at the point if you really wanted. I would not
really
do it
good
for
shooter.
A cons- for a consistent amount of time. Oh, yeah. Okay. Colin Sexton actually makes less money than I thought. He's only under contract for one more year and it's $19 million. So maybe that does make a little bit more sense. But I told you before we got to number one with Cooper Flagg, my first dream when we moved into the top four was, holy crap, maybe we can get Trey Johnson.
Jordan Schultz is reporting that the Ravens have signed Jaire Alexander.
Oh.
Of course the Ravens have signed a cornerback like Jaire Alexander to their team because that's what they do. They add pieces like that, and they're like, no, he'll work out here.
I hate them.
Yeah.
They're so good at making smart decisions.
Hey, hold on. This just happened.
This just in.
And they just heard our conversation about the obvious hole in Lamar Jackson's resume and how winners get talked about a different way, regardless of if you think it's fair or not.
Yeah, because they're team efforts.
Do you think that's why they made the move?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a fact. People who wear purple listen to the KNC Masterpiece.
What?
Yeah, the Harry DaCosta Show of Record.
Yellow and orange. Yeah, people that wear colors listen to us.
What? I don't.
Prove me wrong.
No.
I can't. You're technically correct.
Thank you, Alec.
Okay.
While Kevin's over here trying to figure out how to prove me wrong.
He's trying to think of a math formula to prove you wrong.
Go with it and enjoy.
Okay.
Carry the one.
Let me ask you guys a question, and we can just produce on the fly. There was a big thing from Gridiron that I didn't get to.
Okay.
Do you want me to attack it here and then make or break another time?
Or do you make or break anytime. Okay. I might do it on Friday.
Okay. All right. My answer, Trayvon Diggs.
Okay, I'll write that down.
Okay. Crap. And you actually know my reasoning behind that as well. So that will actually be really good. All right. So NFL.com put out this list of NFL players that are guaranteed to improve this season, essentially. So I kind of wanted to run through some of these and see if you believe that that is factually accurate or not. Now, I'm going to start with Bryce Young. So post-benching 2024, Bryce Young looked like a significantly different and significantly better player. He was way better with taking care of the ball. His interception to turnover ratio increased massively because of it. What do you think about Bryce Young as a player? You could even say confident that they'll improve.
He got a.
And there are a lot of people wearing purple. Yeah,
I
love. Right now.
Thank you, Tolos, for texting in. I really appreciate it. From the 321, Corey's right. I'm wearing colors right now. So, your face, Kevin. They gave him a legitimate receiver.
True.
A legitimate can be a number one receiver. Now, I think he still has room to grow as...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And his polish, but the guy has the size and speed to go along with it. So they finally gave him somebody. Dude, go back and watch Bryce Young the last couple of years. His receivers were slow. They looked like they were running in sand a lot of times. And yeah, did we trade for Jonathan Mingo? The Cowboys did. But a lot of times they just looked slow. But I do think that Bryce Young is going to have a better year this year. I think he gained a lot of confidence the back half of the season last year, and they really needed him to take a step away so that he could get clarity for himself, regain a little confidence, and get back to rolling on things. So I think he'll be better this year.
All right, there's a few players I want to key in on. Bryce Young is one of them. I'm going to run down the ones that I'm not necessarily going to focus on, but if you want to stop on any of them, please let me know. Brian Burns, with the Giants, Adrian Cooper, linebacker with the Packers, Christian Gonzalez, the cornerback for the Patriots.
Dude, he was already good.
Yes, and so it was this guy and Milton Williams, who now defensive lineman for the New England Patriots.
Dang it, dude.
All right, so there's two other players I want to focus in on, and let's start with Deebo Samuel. What do you think about the idea that Deebo Samuel is definitely going to improve this season? Obviously, change in circumstances, potentially better quarterback. A lot of people have probably already made that decision. I'm with you. I don't think Terry McLaurin's going to like miss actual games. But what do you think about the idea of Deebo Samuel getting better with Washington? Or do you think he's to the point where you're like, I don't really think it was his team that was holding him back?
Watching OTAs right now, he is a little thicker than I even remember him.
Right.
And that is something that he sat down with Shanahan and had like a 3-hour conversation about his body and how he takes care of his body and how important it's going to be for the longevity of his career. Then the next year he gets hurt again, and I'm not blaming it on him not taking care of his body, but then Shanahan's like, all right, that's it. We got to move on from him. So that's one reason that I don't think he will be better.
Okay.
A reason that I do is because this offensive scheme fits him so well, and he doesn't have to be as physical as he usually does with San Francisco's scheme. San Francisco's scheme relies a lot on that next level physicality to create that one miss. But they give you a lot of space. The way that Kingsbury likes to run his offense, Deebo Samuel is now the queen piece, and that can be moved all over the place. But it's more finesse than it is the physicality of run the ball down somebody's throat as a running back, and then we're going to line you up in the slot and give you a crossing pattern that's going to get you lit up by somebody. Like, it's a little more of creating and keeping that space. So I think there are two things. One, his health's going to keep him from doing it. His shape is going to keep him from doing it. But also, the offense is going to set him up for success. And they have, I think they're going to have Terry McLaurin back. Luke McCaffrey was a significant addition to what they had there. Noah Brown missing, that's sad, because he got hurt here in the OTAs. Him going to be missing is going to be sad. Michael Gallup, is he going to actually do anything? But they have a lot of names that they can throw out there, and a lot of different types of offense they can look at. So I think he'll be somewhere in the middle there.
And the next player I want to bring up, maybe the last player for the day that I want to bring up, is C.J. Stroud. So C.J. Stroud threw for more than twice as many interceptions as he did in his rookie year. So you went from a touchdown to interception ratio that was like 4.6-1, give or take, to one that was less than 2-1. And another reason for that is he saw a massive uptick in the number of times he got sacked. He got sacked almost one extra time per game.
Yeah.
That's a disastrous combination.
And if that's on a big third down.
Yeah.
You know, like that's a big moment in the game. That's a difference. If it's a big third down, so the pressure, you go look at the pressure numbers that he got last year too. It wasn't just that. So, Kevin, what happens when you're pressured? Now you're rolling out trying to make something happen when you don't need to. You could be standing in the pocket delivering throws. That was tough for him last year. My friend's a big Texans fan. I just kind of get a lot of information from him. And we went back and watched some stuff, and he was explaining how bad they were there. And their run game was pretty good. Now they've added another good running back. And so I think that C.J. Stroud can be better if they can block it. That's the only thing.
And they did some, man, you want to look at somebody who's like, let's just change everything. It is the Houston Texans with their offensive line. So they had the 29th ranked offensive line per Pro Football Focus last year. So not good. What did they do? They traded away Laremy Tunsil, who a lot of people thought was their best offensive lineman, and Kenyon Green. But they also went out and signed Trent Brown, Cam Robinson, Laken Tomlinson, and traded for Ed Ingram. You brought up the selection of Chubb. And then if you look at the first three picks they made, they took two wide receivers and an offensive tackle. So like they have just like, the hell with it. Let's just change everything.
They've had over the years a lot of injuries at the receiver spot too, and the connection with Diggs was it ever truly there last year before, and then just the inconsistency of the Nico Collins and some of the Tank Dells being on the field being healthy, that was another problem for those guys too. once they can stay, it's kind of like we talk about with the Rangers. Can their lineup stay consistent for a month? Can you keep the same lineup and maybe give some guys rest, but also have consistency? And that's something that they're going to need, plus their offensive line. But I think CJ Stroud, here's the conversation that Stroud was against Bryce Young. Bryce Young was the more polished, ready quarterback coming out of the draft.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud had probably the highest ceiling with talent. Like he probably, like you're like, he's got the size, he's got the arm. Can he do all these other things? He's not much of a runner, but he can run. But can he put it all together inside the brain without an offense from Ohio State in place?
Right.
And so whenever he got there, everybody was very surprised that he was making all these great decisions. Then things got a little tougher last year. Now it's time for him to show that he's a great leader in addition to all the other things.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.